Antonio has been working with me for a little over a year now, and I must admit that I myself am very proud of my growth, and so I take that into my life every day now. So when I do things, I make sure that I make sure my intentions and my motives are correct. I don't want to do anything that has a negative impact on me and my family. I reached out to Antonio due to me having a child and knowing that the lifestyle that I was living and how I was living was not what I wanted anymore. I wanted better for myself, therefore wanting better for my son. So I'm extremely thankful to Antonio for everything that he has done. My personal life would definitely be a lot worse than it is now. You know, it just, me growing as a person has allowed for other aspects of my life to grow as well. I am still growing and I'm still learning, and I'm thankful for Antonio for putting up with me for this past year and just having patience with me in regards to that. So I've definitely grown a lot thanks to his teachings as well as the teachings of Tempest, you know, so I definitely dedicate my growth to both Tempest and Antonio.
Your conscious mind is only performing the acts that your subconscious mind wants and told it to perform. Every relationship problem, every financial problem, self-esteem problem, every problem you have, every reward you have, the dollar amount you make, they all come from your subconscious mind. So I'll show you how this works. Let's deal with money, since all of you are human beings and you pay to be here on planet Earth. Society, well, before society happened, your family told you where you belong in money. Did things like money don't grow on trees. We gotta get that tomorrow. We can't get that now. I can't afford that. All that, right? And so you grew up knowing that money's out there. I just don't have access to it. Now, when you defeat that layer of your parental teaching, you got another layer coming. What do you now think of the parental teaching? All right, you defeat that layer. They're two ends of the same coin or same spectrum, two opposite sides. You do that. Now you go, where does my neighborhood tell me I belong in money?
Jesus.
I grew up in the suburbs. Okay. I have a suburb-ish type of thinking of money. $200,000 a year. But if you grew up in middle-class suburbs, watch it. This is stuff you don't even know you were thinking. You don't see $200,000. You loan or get loans for $200,000. So now you're saying, I can't get it, but if I need to get it, I need to borrow it, which only keeps me in debt until I'm right about to die. And I'm not going to pay it off when I want to, so let me get life insurance to pay it off in the event of my death. This is your view of money, right? She covered her head up. Oh, my God, he's talking about me, right? Okay, he's going to be late. He's doing something for me right now, so he's going to be late. But did you see that level of thinking that you haven't even thought that you thought that you thought you had? So we got parental, then what you think about your parental. Now your neighborhood has taught you where you belong in money. So you defeat that battle. Okay, that battle's gone. Now your education system is going to tell you where you belong in money. All right. So get a good job. Make good grades. Be safe. Be secure. Where there is security, there are loans.
Ooh, Reverend.
There's no high reward in high security. No, it's okay. Struggle with it and bring it out. Bring it out. I get it. You've been taught security is a good thing. I'm not telling you it's a bad thing. We all should have some sort of security, like I intend to wake up tomorrow and America still exists. That's a level of governmental security, which we're going to get there in a little bit. So I have security that the sun will rise in the morning. That's not a fact. That is a theory that just keeps getting proven over and over again for millennia. But the sun doesn't have to rise or exist. It just does it so much, we count it as fact. The solar flare burned this whole thing up. Or you die. The sun ain't rising for you in the morning. It's not. You know what I'm saying? It's not happening that way. It's just not. Yeah. In fact, we're going to say your funeral program, whether you're religious or not. Sunrise, sunset. You get what I'm saying? Look, I don't care how religious you are or not. Somebody going to put on your funeral program, the sun has set on Antonio T. Smith Jr. I ain't asking to set. Because if you understand what I'm saying? So, a lot of these things that you think are facts, they're not facts. These things of rules are not rules. They're constructs of control that you just bought into. But you didn't buy into that until somebody told you to. You didn't think you were unattractive until somebody told you you were. You didn't think you were overweight until somebody told you you were. You didn't think that you were dumb until somebody told you you were. You didn't think you had anger problems until somebody first told you that.
Yeah. Right.
Then you embraced it.
I thought I was good.
Yeah,
you just shocked my world.
Yeah. But here's the deal. Anger is actually good. I should be angry about social injustice. If you, you're a woman, okay? So I'll say your name is
Tina.
Tina, since we're recording. If I see a man beating you up, Tina, I should get angry at that.
I hope so.
Anger is good. If you're not angry, you're a robot.
Correct.
And then we'll put you in a padded cell because you don't get angry. But we told you anger is not good. What you do with anger determines if it's good or bad. Go back to money. So your neighborhood or your school system, your school, the public school system, or private, doesn't matter. I don't care where you come from. They all taught you. You're taught by people who don't know anything.
Well, I'm not
rapping. I know. You're in the school system. I know. She's a school teacher. And I'm not trying to speak badly about the school, but you're not. You're a subject matter expert in your job, in your school system. But 2 years ago, you was just blind. You was financially, you know, just financially terrible teaching children. So what do you think you were teaching them? Inadvertently. Not on purpose. You did the best you could with what you had. This is why when I see a lot of people having issues with their parents, I have to address to them, they did the best they could with what they had. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying they did what they could. Your response to what they did is not your fault.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yes, it's not your fault.
Seven out of three,
your response to their lack is now your fault.
Jesus.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come on in. You ain't missed. Well, actually, you missed. You ain't missed nothing. But it's got the lights dim. We making it work. Come on, get in the fire today. I need you in the fire today.
I'm great.
I need you come sit right here for me this time.
Amazing, actually.
I need your leadership.
Amazing. Come on, Thelma.
All right.
That's so we're
talking about peaks and valleys, but we talking about yes, please take please no I understand
no
man it's not you use the restroom.
I'm coming right.
No, it's okay. It's here's what I know. I know three things about public speaking. I know you can't hear me if you're hungry.
Mm-mm.
You can't hear me if your butt hurt if you've been sitting too long. And you can't hear me if you got to use the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
So you do understand you got about 50% of my attention.
Yeah, yes, right, yes. And when you go use the restroom, when she finished.
No, I'm still looking at that dough.
Okay. Because you hungry. Okay. But listen, they've taught you the best they could.
Right.
Your response was always in your control. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So back to money.
That hurts.
Like right now, I'm showing you different layers of money. Mm-hmm. So you defeat your parents. Then you feed your thoughts of your parents and their teaching about money. Mm-hmm. Now you got to address your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Now if you come from a small town, a small rural town, to where everyone worked hard, you're now thinking success means work hard. I'm not saying, now the truth is I'll teach and nail you all day, work your butt off. But that's not the only way to success. It's not even the best way to success. It is in a respect of you need to be willing to do what your competition is not doing. Mm-hmm. But working your fingers to the bone isn't necessarily intelligent. Mm-hmm. Because people who work hard without the ability to delegate, they're not leaders. And they only make a certain amount of money. Because the higher up you go, you don't get paid to do, you get paid to influence. Mm-hmm. Back to money. So you nail out the school system. Okay. Now you got to go to your government. Your government has told you where you fit at in money.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. They told you where you fit. If you black, you fit here.
Mm. You right.
If you white lower class, you fit here right above minorities.
Mm-hmm.
Not further.
Mm-mm.
Just right above them. I'm not trying to make nothing black or white. I'm just trying to tell you. But then listen to what I'm saying. Black or white. Where's Hispanics? Where's Asians? Where's
right.
Jews?
Right.
So now, your dominant society said it's just black or white. Mm. Where's everybody else? Mm. You got so many social constructs on you that you don't even realize you bought into them without even knowing you bought into them. So your government has told you where you belong getting money. And the government will always teach you, you belong in money in debt.
Mm.
Why? Because the government needs you to be in debt for it to survive. That's how money works. I'll break it down for you. I'll break it down. This is we, but y'all waking up today. It's two levels of why your government needs you to be in debt for you to survive. If you're in debt, you got to work. If you got to work, you got to eat. If you have to eat, you have to use a restroom. If you have to use a restroom, you got to have a safe place to do that at.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see, we'll repeat that. This time I'll open it up. If you're in debt, you got to work. Now you're stimulating the economy by stimulating someone's business.
Mm-hmm.
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
That's also taxes on both ends.
Yes.
When you spend your money and when you get it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The government doesn't own real estate. It owns taxes. If you don't pay taxes, the government's broke.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
We just talking about money and where you fit in it, right?
Government.
Anyway, she need a phone charger. She over here. Grab my whole laptop out of there and sit it right.
I need my phone right here.
Okay, good. But are you following me so far?
Mm-hmm.
The Federal Reserve, which is not even part of the government. So privately owned, I won't get into any conspiracy theory stuff, but for every dollar, there's a debt. So the government can't, if everybody right now pay off all their debt, the government will crumble. Money will cease to exist. 98% of money only exists in the imaginary world we created called the internet. Like, everybody, I want everybody to, if you have your phones, if it's not charging, I want you to, everybody pull out your phones right now. If you got a laptop, pull out your cackle, like, and I want you, or write the number 5 on a piece of paper. Okay, so everybody do that. I'm showing everybody where you fit at.
I'm a calculator.
But everybody needs to look at the number 5.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how you do it. Write it on your piece of paper, look at it on the calendar, look at it the 5th of May. That's not today, but you understand, or
Cinco de Mayo.
It is Cinco de Mayo. Look at me, right? So look at that. Did that number go into your bank account?
No.
Did it make you wealthy?
No.
So what's the difference between that five and the five in your bank account?
Sorry.
Did the number five change?
No.
Does the number five have a marital status?
No.
Did the number five have gold attached to it?
No.
So, is there any difference, significant or insignificant, of the number five you just wrote down, the number five in your bank account? Mm-hmm. Therefore, we made this whole thing up. And you feel a certain way about money because your government said when money is in here, it has value. And you let somebody, parents, school, neighborhood, teach you your value is in a number five in a certain place. Wow. I'm not here to tell you this is wrong. I'm just here to wake you up. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. I'm not telling you this is wrong. I'm just saying that you got all your value tied into a number when you can create numbers all you want. Write number six on your paper. Look at you, all your gods. You just wrote a number six. The number put money in your bank account?
No.
So why would you feel a certain way about a number that you can create on your own?
Wow.
What's my point? My point is your focus, that's what we've been talking about, has been on the wrong things. Mm-hmm. And you don't even know it. And so, I mean, you guys are highly, I mean, we got, like, in this room right now, we have, it's like 10 degrees in this room. And then in a year or two, it'll be like 12 more because all, like, most of you are in school. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All of you are CEOs. Like, everybody in here. Everybody here owns something or own equity in something. Mm-hmm. Thus making you a CEO.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Or a stockholder.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You understand what I'm saying?
You talking,
I'm holding on to that stock.
But watch it. They tell you, no, you're not. And you believe it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And it's not fair, but your response to it gave it power.
Lord.
Ouch. It's not fair. Now I'm okay.
Good question.
But your response to it gave it power. It's not fair. It's not even accurate. It only becomes accurate when you give your energy to it.
Thanks so much, sir.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, listen, you know what? I was going to go somewhere else, but let's talk about right side of the bed.
Oh, Lord.
If you woke up, you're doing good.
Yeah, my fault. I received that.
Is there a wrong side of the bed?
Mm-mm. Wow.
Not for me.
If you can, you know what I'm saying? If
y'all
you don't,
right.
If you don't have machines hooked up to you.
Because if you don't, you're going to wake up on one side.
I mean, there are people who have to be assisted out of bed. And I'm not saying the assistant you think of. I mean, they make machines.
Yeah.
That, you know, like, and they train people to bend with their knees and then put their arms under your arms and then say, grab my shoulders and then we lift together. And then I put you in a shower chair. And I make sure the shoes I have on are tennis shoes with not the holes on the front because I have to literally get wet in the shower, fully clothed, but I have to get you naked, put you in a shower chair, but I have to lift you on, they teach you how to lift and then move at a perpendicular angle as not to twist the client's knee. I'm just telling you what I know because I used to be a CNA. I'm not telling you something that I ain't thought about or this ain't nothing hypothetical here. I did this for 2 years. Because you can't just move people till you twist their knees. And if you twist too far, you rip tendons and they already can't move. And they can't brace themselves. And then some of them have swallowing disorders to where they can't even scream. So how can you wake up on the wrong side of the bed? But somebody told you you can. And your response to it gave you power. Gave it power. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. You can't wake up on the wrong side of the bed. You woke up. And I guarantee you, somebody wants to be in your shoes. Mm-hmm. Now, let me say it to you. And watch this here. I'm going to make it for you. All of you, whether you pray or not, it doesn't matter. 2 years ago, you prayed to be right where you are.
You're correct, Reverend.
You prayed, right? You was like, you know what? I wanna have more friends. I wanna leave my job. I wanna start my own business. I wanna make more money. You made it. You did it. And guess what? You're ungrateful.
Wow.
You got to where you said, if I was here, everything would be better. If I was here, everything would be better. And now you got here, and it ain't better. You know why? Because you keep bringing the wrong you to the right situations.
Today. Oh. Capitalize that. Hashtag.
You keep bringing the wrong you to the right situation. I never seen so many people write in unison in my life. Everybody.
You, nigga. To
the.
Right.
I forgot to tell I was recording.
You did.
But speak freely. But speak freely. Speak freely. Speak freely, though.
I'm
speak
so
freely.
Sorry.
No, they did.
I was calling myself.
Look, there's somebody out there that wish she sure right.
And she used the right word.
The right word.
Yeah.
Listen.
Oh, Lord.
And then you get into a relationship, and you want the relationship to be new, but you old.
Oh, Lord. Reverend.
I'm
gonna
leave. I'm gonna
leave. I'm gonna sit right back.
I'm gonna dance. You in your
hour. Right? You do that, and you're gonna give me one of my Reese's. You do that.
Bring two or three.
Yeah. You get all one of that. You understand what I'm saying?
Repeat that last one.
Now watch this here.
Yeah, but about the relationship.
So the relationship. So you want the relationship to change, but you haven't.
Yeah.
So you move to a changed relationship because it's new. Mm-hmm. Right? So to change something is to change the circumstance. It's new. New is change. But you still old. So you bring the old you to the bad, to the new thing. Go ahead, please.
I just want to say that the first time he said it, it was a lot more offensive because he said you keep bringing, you want to bring a new you to a relationship when you old.
Yeah, you old.
That was a lot more offensive.
That's what it was.
He said
you in a new relationship.
We not new, but we trying to be new
Peanut
in relationships, but we really
old.
Yeah,
that's
what he said.
I know.
Okay.
I had a victory cigar. She don't like smoke, but we number one on the podcast, so you understand. But think about it this way.
It was the right thing.
You want the relationship to change, but you keep bringing you. So you the problem. You keep bringing the problem to a solution. Go ahead.
Is this
speak louder. Right. No.
This is a plan better call.
Today's task is very important.
You keep bringing a problem to a solution.
Yes.
You keep bringing a problem.
You.
To my mirror. You keep bringing a problem.
To a solution.
What did you say before?
You keep bringing a problem to a solution. Because until you change, nothing changes. Until you fix you, nothing changes. Now listen, in this room, you guys are gods. You just wrote 5 and 6. You're CEOs, your own equity, you have degrees, and you a problem. That makes no sense. But remember, before you started school, you said, man, as soon as I get this degree, everything gonna change. But it didn't. Because you didn't. I'm gonna find the right one. You found the right one, you ran him off.
Because you're the wrong one. I hate you.
Because you're the wrong one. It's not going to change. Yeah. It's not going to change.
Timber. But what's really, just sitting here listening to you talk.
Yeah, please.
And what's really, it's okay.
Yes.
What's really amazing about it is with this being like my second year in the class, listening to this, I'm hearing it in a whole new way. Mm-hmm. Last year, he would say stuff like this, and on the inside, I'm like this.
Yeah.
Guarded, like, whatever.
Zipped up, you know, is what you say.
That's, yeah, that's whatever. But now, it's being absolutely received, and I'm accepting the fact that although I'm not bringing the same problem I bought last year, mm-hmm. I'm still bringing a problem to a solution, you know? Not saying I'm in year two and I'm healed. I ain't bringing no... That would have been me last year. Or that would have been me this year had I not let go of the arrogance and unzipped and actually received this stuff. But it's absolutely not making me feel any kind of anxiety or guardedness to say... Yeah, to some things, I'm still bringing a problem to a solution.
That's it.
However, because of the progress from this year to last year, there are some problems that are coming to this solution. And I'm recognizing them as problems so they can't get... I am now...
The solution.
The solution. That can recognize a problem and... hold up, bro.
You're a problem.
You're a problem. It's no room for you here.
Ooh!
You know... It's amazing, you know, to know there's still work to be done, but you can look and see the work that has been done.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, it's just kind of.
It's amazing. Yeah. You're right. No. Clap for Shannon. That was good.
Amen.
Thank
you.
Well, yeah, well, she'll be all right in this. So, all your problems. All this was based on peaks and valleys focus. I'm trying to show you everything in your life is your fault. Mm-hmm. I'm planting this seed for next week. It's your fault. And it wasn't my fault, but your response to it was your fault. Mm-hmm. It's all your fault. Nobody, I cannot, under any circumstances, jump inside your head and make a decision for you. I can't. So stop blaming me for that. Some of you will hear me and get offended. I haven't spoke with a negative tone. I haven't offended anybody. However, if you're offended, it's your belief system that's offended. It's not you. I just told you, you're God. You just wrote down 5 and 6. You, there was no 5 until you put it on that paper. The 5 did not exist until you wrote it. The 5 came from you. That's how powerful you are. And guess what? When you was a kid, you wanted to be celebrated for writing that number 5.
Right?
I got it.
Mama, look at me.
I wrote it.
And then you done let sorry people like me knock that out of you. See, when you kids, you get more about life than adults do. It is a miracle. It is a creation to be able to write number 5 on your paper. That, and kids get that. But now, it's insignificant to you, but it wasn't. So my question to you is, who taught you that you creating is insignificant? Because I didn't. That was way before I got here. Nah, we got a long way to go.
The kids place their own value on that number and believed in the value that they placed on it. And couldn't nobody make them feel any different about... You couldn't make me feel no different about a cursive S. When I learned how to write an S in cursive, that was powerful. When I learned how to write the number 8 without drawing 2 circles and I can swerve it because I learned... I put that value on that.
That's right.
Yeah. And nobody could shake it.
Nope.
Yeah.
Until now.
Until now. Yeah. You know why? Because we taught you if it ain't in the bank account, that 8th is worthless.
It don't mean
that.
Wow.
If it's not the correct equation of a math problem, that 8th is worthless. That's not okay. Nothing about that is okay. I'm not telling you, don't be right. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, don't let me put right on you.
Right.
Don't you God. Don't let me be God to you. When I get to control how you feel about things, you are no longer God. I am.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I am. Hey, forget your accomplishment. That means nothing, okay? Unacceptable. Mm-hmm. Grossly irresponsible.
And we let people do that.
You encourage people to do it. Mm-hmm. Some of you take great accomplishments, feel good about it, say, hey, knock this down for me. And you put so much value on what people think about what you're doing and your gift.
Or give me permission to feel good about
it. Yes. Woo. Ooh. Give me, Tempest said, give me permission to feel good about me. Mm-hmm. Now, by show of hands, who's all done that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I
got my hand up too. Mm-hmm. I want to feel good, but I don't have the permission yet. You tell me how I should feel. It's irresponsible. It's not okay. It's not okay. That's where you are. And watch it. That, whether you know it, conscious of it or not, it's what you've been teaching people, especially your children. That's a good fire, baby. I don't have time for that. Just go sit down and... And we will let the Disney Channel raise our kids. Yep. Mm. Nothing wrong with Disney Channel. But Disney Channel.
What is it? I own kids.
But you understand what I'm saying? So, back to my main original point. It's not your conscious mind. Your conscious mind is only performing what your subconscious mind is telling it to do. So, everything in your life is your fault. If you make $7.25, that's your fault. If you make $1,000,025, that's your fault. Good or bad. But who's to say a million is better than $7.25? Mm-hmm. See, don't let me do that.
You?
Don't let me do that. Mm-hmm. Some of the most powerful people on planet Earth, I love to watch administrative professionals. They are, I really do, because the most confident people, some of the most confident people in the world are the people making schedules, filing papers. You can answer, go ahead. Some of those people, they're the most powerful people. You know why? Because they're happy right where they are. Mm-hmm. They're not trying to be Mr. Cartwright, mm-hmm. Mrs. Stinson. They don't care about that. They enjoy making Mr. Cartwright famous.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
But you know what? Y'all done forgot what's important in life. Life is funny. You're born into this world with nothing. So the stuff that you couldn't buy, it's actually priceless. Mm-hmm. But then when you start putting prices on things, mm-hmm. you put value on that. Mm-hmm. But to be able to breathe is free. Mm-hmm. Priceless.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that came priceless to us is no longer priceless to us. Mm-hmm. It's irrelevant to us. But the house that never mattered has now taken more precedence over and more value over what is important. I'm not telling you not to get a house. I'm just saying if you have a house but you don't breathe in machines, you would not wish for that house. You will wish for the ability to breathe on your own. And you'll give up that house. You will literally find a second mortgage for what you used to deem unvaluable. It's okay. You're not there. You breathe well. I'll prove it. Get your gym membership and start doing some crunches. And y'all ain't thought about y'all stomachs all day until you was hungry. Tear them stomach muscles up to where tomorrow you can't even breathe or laugh without hurting. All of a sudden, your stomach is very important. Or do a leg workout. Oh, I wish I... Now, you didn't wish yesterday for your legs. But today they're important. They've always been valuable. You just forgot. Until something was wrong with it. So what we're going to do today is I'm going to teach you how to be successful and what is success for you. That's what we're going to learn today. What time is it?
7:53.
Great. That's what we're going to learn today. I want to teach you how to be successful and what success means for you. For some of you, you did this last year. Some of this is new. But even last year, you didn't hear it right, like she just said. And so now we got to get to the point in which you can understand that everything is your fault. And if it's your fault, it's also in your control. So, let's do this briefly. We've talked. What have you just realized? And whatever you want to say, have at it.
I always bring my old self to new situations.
You always bring your old self to new situations. Anybody else like that? Mm-hmm. She's okay, everyone okay. What else? That's a powerful revelation.
You're ungrateful.
Ungrateful. That, and we're gonna touch that. I'm gonna take 4 weeks in this class teaching you how to be grateful. I'm 4 weeks, 2 weeks from now, the next 4 weeks is only about gratitude. The next 4 weeks, because nothing else matters. If you're ungrateful, you're losing. You can have $5 billion. If you're ungrateful, you're like, man, I don't care about this. Listen, none of this stuff you think matters, matter. Now, you were just saying, my S's and the, you know, all that would be great. It wasn't until somebody said, that's not significant, to where you stopped being grateful for your ability to curve an S. See, as a kid, you understood that you were creating. You guys have stopped creating well. But the truth is, every second of your life, you're creating. Unfortunately, you're creating what you don't want. Every problem, it doesn't matter. Like, we can just list some categories. Health, wealth, marital, relational, parental, occupational, it doesn't matter. If you don't like it, it's your fault. And the whole time you've been thinking your boss crazy. It's not, it's you. You're absolutely insane. And you're insane in the wrong way. Because in order to be successful, you actually need to be insane. You're insane because you keep looking at this box. Do you know the level of insanity you have to say, you have to do to go, this box is for me? I mean, that's an incredible amount of insanity. Because when you were first introduced to the box, you didn't like it.
Nope.
Remember that first, who drinks beer or alcohol? Well, did you enjoy it the first time you tasted it?
No.
I don't know anybody that went.
Not beer, no.
You had to learn how to do it.
Not even this.
You liked it the first time? Okay, it's something, and it's exception to every rule, but apply that same concept to something that you didn't like the first time.
Bananas.
Coffee.
Yeah, I had to learn how to drink. I thought coffee was terrible. Nah, I just drink it. I drink it black.
I hate carrots.
Yeah.